Okay, go.
Okay, so like I said, it's really important that you come in on time. If you are late, that's fine. Just let someone know. Give me a call or let reception know, just so we can let Michael inform Michael. Just common courtesy. It can get quite disruptive, someone walking in, you know, 15, 20 minutes late when you're already well and truly started. Really important that you sign your attendances, both mine and Michael's, so they will both be circulating. I will be checking to make sure that you're all signing on, but really it is your responsibility, because we send this then back to the university and they've got strict guidelines with how many you can attend and how many you can miss. So I'm going to pass that around, pop your names down, and no nicknames please. We have to be really quite strict with that. Let me explain what's in front of you, because there is a lot of things there and I don't want to scare you, but this is what you'll need for the whole semester, which is good. The first thing is a pen. You're not going to see that ever again, so keep that close to your heart.
I've got my pencil and eraser.
Oh, well, there you go. You're more prepared than me.
Thank you, Francis. It's a present from you.
It's a present from Mission Australia. We'll make that clear. Okay, so the first document is this introduction booklet, which is your course reader, which is every week what you're required to do. Michael and Rosanna will go through that a lot more, but this you need every week. The next document is something that I draw up every semester, which is kind of like a monthly planner to let you know when your assessments are due and when you've got some exciting things happening, which if you have a quick read through it, got some pretty cool stuff happening this semester, which I'm really looking forward to. You can do with this document as you please. You can chuck it in the bin. I recommend you use it, but it's up to you. If you've got a diary and you work off a diary off your phone or in a hard copy, that's fantastic. What we're trying to get you used to is being organised. So this is just step one of being organised, okay?
Yeah.
Notebook to make notes if you wish. It's quite a thick one this semester, which is awesome. Then finally is your display folders. So if you open that up to the second page, you've got this document that has the picture of some books on there. This is, without use of a better word, your Bible for this subject. It's your unit outline, and it has got everything you need to know about the whole course in here, including essay dates when it's all due, suggested readers. Get used to this document. You'll get used to that a lot come next week when your learning partner sessions start, next Wednesday the 11th from 5:30 to 7. We've got volunteers that are coming to help you with your study, your researching, your essay writing, your referencing, all the skill-based stuff. Next week you'll be working on that document a lot just to get accustomed to it, see what it's all about. Please bring all these things with you every week. I'm not going to be giving you any more copies of this, because unfortunately we've only got enough for one per person. So if you do lose it, let me know. But please, please, please keep that safe. Next thing is, final thing from me, is ACU induction for all new students. Okay, so if you've gone already to the university, unfortunately you can definitely come, but we won't be able to drive you there. We give priority to the new students, so we go down to the university at Strathfield on Friday the 20th of March. Yeah?
I missed out.
I'll have to see if there's spots. Okay? I'll put your name down as tentative, but I do need to give priority to Nicholas. I have to give priority. I would have been an awesome teacher. Listen, I said we have to know. Nicholas, it should be fine, okay? Just in case it's not, priority needs to. I've only got set allocated spots in our van. Please. Awesome, and there's a free shuttle from Strathfield as well to the university. I'm gonna from the station. What did I say?
Strathfield.
Yeah, Strathfield. Anyway, I'm gonna speed it up. Please, if you're a new student, you have to let me know if you're gonna come or not, so I can have allocated spots for you the van.
When does it let you know by?
They need to let me know by a week prior to this. So when
next
we're going to,
next
sorry week. Guys, when we're going next week, week three is when I need to know most definitely, which is the few days before that.
You'll come out and announce that.
Oh, yeah. I'll set it every week until that date. And then if you can't come, let me know so that people like Nicholas or someone who's gone to the university before or who hasn't had the opportunity, I can give that spot to them. It's not fair that way. Okay, now this is... Please come to the Learning Partner session next week. Anyone who's a continuing student can vouch for how amazing that is. We, like I said, we do have volunteers and they've given up their time to help you if you need it. It's encouraged for you to attend because we find statistically if you come to those sessions and you come to lectures, you're going to finish the subject because you're on track with the assessment tasks and everything. Give it a go. Everything's for free here. Please come. Okay, that's where I'm done. This is Rosanna. She is going to do her own introduction because yes. I've finished talking.
So, some people I've met over the years, we've got some students coming back for their second and third and fourth subjects, which is great news. So you can get through a subject and get to the second and the third and the fourth. So for those of you who are starting with us for the first time today, my title is the ACU liaison person. Okay, so my role here is a little bit like the glue. So I help Michael Griffiths, our lecturer for this course. I help Frances. I help the learning partners. I help you with any issues that come up. That's it, exactly.
You can only say like my Lord Jesus to talk to God.
Oh no, I don't have any of those connections.
You're number 8, it reaches up to heaven and comes down to earth.
Oh, I wish. But anyway, I turn up each week and I love coming here. It's probably my 5th year of doing this.
Yeah.
So, you know, those of you who are here for the first time and beginning the first course, you know, congratulations. It's a big step to get in the door, but, you know, your life will change from doing this course. That's what all the students say at the end of it. You know, something changes and they get a passion and an enthusiasm for something. Now, we have our 2 hours of lectures each week, and what Frances highlighted in terms of that learning partners session, that is the same as a tutorial that you would have at university. So, you know, there are students doing this course out of the university, the introduction to literature. You'll be, you know, you're doing the same course, similar, you know, same lecturer, but they will have a 2-hour tutorial. You have a one hour. Perfect.
Oh,
we have 5:30,
awesome.
6. We have an hour and a half learning partner session. And what we find is that by you having, especially in the first couple of subjects, the assistance of the learning partners, it just helps you to, you know, like every new place has its rules. You know, you've got to learn what the game changers are and, you know, what the game plan is and what to do and not to do. And so we found that, you know, after a while you get the hang of it and it works really well. And then when, you know, you do go over to the university, as, you know, we've got quite a number of students starting this, that finished these 4 courses who are starting over there, they go over fairly confident because they know they're ready to be in the same learning environment as everybody else over there. Okay? So, you know, it is a university course. You'll be marked with the university students. The grades that we apply will be, you know, according to the academic standards that the university has to apply, okay? The question I get asked all the time is, it's Australian Catholic University, is this like a really Catholic place? That's our name, but we are registered with the government, we have to comply with the government's rules and regulations, you know, we're not about converting, you know, people to Catholicity, we wouldn't get our registration if that's what it was about. Okay, it's just that this university out at Strathfield, and there are also, I think, 7 other campuses around Australia, it had the beginnings of a college and university that was begun by religious orders, and that sort of thing has grown over time. But it's, you know, it's run like every other university in Australia. So if any of you sort of think you're, you know, running the risk to, you know, be converted or something, that's not what we're about. So I'm happy to leave it there. I'm delighted to be here, and I look forward to the adventure that we're going to be on this semester.
And just one final note is, it is encouraged to have conversation in the class. Obviously, if it goes totally off topic, Michael will stop you and hone you in back in again, because it is an allocated time. And also, I guess, just respect everyone else's, you know, opinions. You're not going to agree with them, and that's fine. Generally, you might not. But please just respect each other. Don't go, you know, don't get angry with each other. There's no need for it.
We'll work that out.
Next thing is, no entering and exiting this door. We've only got it open because the aircon doesn't work. And we're going to have a break at about 3 o'clock and we have coffee, tea, biscuits. And the only allocated smoking area, and anyone that lives here can vouch that I've been like on my bandwagon about this, is that it's where the benches are in that yellow section there. So if you need to have a cigarette, that's fine, but just in that section there, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Righty.
Doesn't she make a great teacher?
Yes. Yeah, I should be a kindergarten teacher.
So I don't need to bring my rosary.
No.
I can leave that in my room.
Leave that in your room.
All
right, guys.
So I'd like to introduce to you Michael Griffiths, who is the lecturer for this introduction to literature. We were talking earlier on. He's been part of the Catalyst Community Program for the last 10 years. I think he was one of the first lecturers in the program. And, I'm really proud of our lecturers when they teach in this particular program, because there's one thing teaching over at the university with all those young students who are straight out of HSC and think they know everything, and all the lecturers say that when they come here it's real teaching. You know, you're working with people who know something about life and have got something to offer, and it sort of says something about our lecturers who come here. They're prepared to step into something that's a bit different, you know, and share, you know, their long experience and love of the subject that they're lecturing in. So, Michael, thank you for
great.
Coming again, and we're most grateful to have you
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, guys, the first thing I want you to do, Francis has sent out a names list, but I want you to put your name on here. And this is my cheat list. Cheat list so that I can get to know your name. So I look down here and I know immediately that the person here is not Danielle, for example. Okay. So please put your name on that. Now, if there's a space next to you, that space might be filled by somebody who's coming late. So leave a space so they can put their name there. Otherwise, this list becomes a bit tricky for me working out if you're not in the right space who you are. So leave spaces if there's a space next to you.
Sorry for coming late.
That's all right.
But don't do it again.
Public transport.
Public transport's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, while the names list is going through, I'm going to kind of introduce the course. Hopefully by the end of today's session, we will get into some of the meaty content. And when we finish today at 4 o'clock, I have booked the computers. Why do I need computers, you say? Can I come in? Why do I need computers? Well, you'll find out why you need computers. But the computers are booked for you guys between 4 o'clock and I think 7:30 was what Francis told me out there. The reason you need the computers is because, as I've discovered, you all already are enrolled in ACU. And all ACU courses are online supported. So what that means is that as well as this class here, and the time you've got with your learning partner, you've also got time with me in cyberspace, where there's all sorts of stuff up there where you can access information, where you can contact me, where you can contact each other, and that's quite exciting. In addition to that, you're going to have to do some writing online. Part of what we do in the unit, and that's going to be fun too, you'll discover. Yeah.
Just for your personal standpoint, I do not like using Microsoft Base.
Okay, we're
operating
not
systems or browsers.
Yeah, we're not using Microsoft Base, we're using Safari, but you can use whatever browser you want.
As long as I'm not running on Windows.
Okay, no. I'm running on Macintosh here,
yes.
So. Yeah, okay. Good. So the first slide of. The first slide I've got here, why study literature, especially poetry? Well, the reason for that will become clear over the next 12 weeks. But I remember when I was wrestling with what I was going to do after school, I spent quite a bit of time in a rock and roll band. I then spent time as a male nurse at Parramatta Psych Hospital. I then spent time on a jackhammer with the water board. And eventually in 1968, it was a year where universities were looking for students because the leaving certificate had changed from a 5-year high school course to a 6-year high school course, and there was a year's gap where there were no students entering uni, so I got in. And I discovered literature. And I found that literature was amazing because it was beautiful. It was full of ideas that helped me sort of sort out in my own self what I wanted to do with my life. And it was like listening to people talking about the things that most mattered to them and expressing some of the things that were perhaps most painful to them and most beautiful for them. And for me personally, I found that literature included all the other disciplines. It was about history, it was about psychology, it was about geography. It just seemed to have everything in it. So literature was for me something that kind of took fire. And from having been odd jobs in all sorts of different areas and not having done particularly well at school, I started at uni. I nearly failed the first semester of English, but in second semester, something in me had caught fire and I really started working hard, looking up dictionaries when I was reading, and by the end of second year, I was kind of flying with it. And then I went out to teach when I finished uni for a couple of years and then decided to come back and do some more English and ended up teaching in what was then a teacher's college, and that teacher's college has grown and grown and grown and is now finally Australian Catholic University, where I've been teaching, believe it or not, for nearly 40 years. I still love it. So I'm not preparing to go too soon either. So why study literature? Okay, well that's, you know, more reasons will come out as we go through. Literature is made up of three, possibly more, major genres. Now I'm going to rub this. Shall I rub this off yet, Rosanna? Is that okay to rub it off? Except she's put the green one in unremovable. Okay. Leave it there till someone comes along with a bottle of alcohol. So poetry, prose, and drama are called genres. A genre, that's a word you need to get to know, a genre. What is a genre? A genre is a type of writing. Type of writing. Poetry is a type of writing. Poetry is perhaps the most intense, concentrated, and maybe some people would say the most meaningful use of words. Because words are very, very condensed, and few words can say a great deal. You know, for example, in this handout that you've got here, this handout, Introduction to Literature, if you just turn to the very first, the fourth page, which has got page 4 on the bottom of it, there's a little poem here by the Canadian author Margaret Atwood, and it's called You Fit Into Me. Everybody got that in front of them? You Fit Into Me? Yep, You Fit Into Me. Let's just read this poem, see what you think about it. You fit into me like a hook into an eye, a fish hook, an open eye. That's pretty. I'm not going to say anything about it. Just read it again for yourselves and try and digest what those less than 20 words are trying to express. You had a thought, Nicholas. Not Nicholas. No, not. I've got Stephen. The wrong person. Stephen.
Yes.
Tell us, Stephen.
The same as myself addressing my better half. She completes me. She fits.
She fits.
She fills my empty spaces.
Your better half fills your all your spaces. Okay, that's one aspect of it that's certainly there. And now Thomas got pain out of it. Tell us where the pain comes, Thomas.
A fish hook into an open eye, that's gotta hurt.
That's gotta hurt. A fish hook into an open eye, that's a very powerful and rather painful image if you visualize it, if you sense it, if you touch it, if you taste it. This is what the language of poetry is kind of demanding from us, that we engage with all our feelings with it. Yes, please, Nicholas.
Okay, I'm thinking, okay, you are
context.
And my sort of colloquialism to use.
Yep.
There's fit, there's hook. Like, so she's like an addiction to him. Like, fit is a syringe.
Addiction, great.
She's hooked. When his eyes open, and open eyes, so only when he's conscious possibly. Maybe he dreams of her and she's like,
yep.
Yeah.
Good. So you can see how much you're drawing out of this. These less than 20 words are full of complexities of human relationships. We've already discovered that it's about the partner who completes you. It's about the pain of that relationship. It's something almost like an addiction. All these things are woven into the texture of these few words. Any other thoughts come to mind? Go, yes, please, Maum. Is that how I pronounced your name correctly?
Yes. Yeah,
I did,
yeah. Yeah, you did well.
Good.
And a fish hook into an eye, like a hook into an eye.
Go is what? What feeling do you get from it? What impression does it give you? Let Maum talk, sorry. Yep.
It's very complex.
Very complex. Very complex. Yeah, now who else spoke over here?
Well, it says it specifically because now I'm in books, but the fish hook has that barb on it which makes it hard to get off. You
that's it.
Off
the barb is hard to get off. Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, just by example, then, you can see how poetry is use of language that's very concentrated, very intense, and you know, a poet can do in 20 words what a novelist or a writer of prose might take four paragraphs to do. That's one of the distinctions about poetry. Poetry is the most intense form of use of language. That's why poetry is generally not popular, because people don't like making the effort. And you know, they prefer reading the MX News on the, as I do when I'm tired on the train. You know, we tend to gravitate toward what's easy. To read poetry takes a certain demand. Okay, so that's poetry. Any other comments at all? Any other questions from what I've just said? Good. So, poetry is one of the main genres of literature. The next main genre of literature is prose. Now, prose is quite complex because we could be talking about prose fiction.
Writing discourse.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Prose fiction is novels. Or we could be writing, as Maum said, we could be doing prose discourse, which is essays and
composition.
So prose, the big difference between poetry and prose is that poetry, when you see poetry on the page, there's the page, poetry is like that. And it's in verses and it's using not the whole page, stanzas, and sometimes the lines have a rhythm, a regular rhythm. But prose usually is like that. It fills the whole page. And we read prose all the time. Prose is second nature to us. When we read prose, we often are not even aware that we're reading prose. We're getting ideas, we're getting experiences, we're seeing this, we're seeing that. We sometimes forget even that we're looking at a piece of language. We kind of see through prose to the world outside. But poetry kind of stops us short. What the hell is going on here? We have to kind of look around it, look here, look there, and have a different relationship to language. So the third main genre is drama. Anybody, any idea what drama is compared to prose or poetry? Anybody got any thoughts on that? Plays. Good. Drama is literature that walks and talks.
So
Script writing. I am on the stage. I demand you listen to me. There is something I wish to tell you. Listen or leave the theater. Dramatists turn language into a physical public event. It's not something you read in the book, although you can read it in the book, but they turn it into something that really impacts on the audience. We are going to see a play in a few weeks' time. We've all got free tickets to go to Bell Shakespeare's As You Like It.
At the Opera House.
With John Bell, who's the... He's the director of Bell Theatre, and this is his last play.
Wow.
He's retiring this year at the age of 75, and he's playing the key role in As You Like It. He's playing Jacques. And Jacques is the character in Shakespeare who makes Shakespeare's most famous lines. The most famous lines are, "All the world's a stage, and we are merely players." This is Shakespeare's great subject in all his plays. All his plays were trying to show that everybody in life is really on a stage. We're all on a... I'm on a stage right now. I'm the teacher.
You're the student.
We all play a role wherever we are. We went down to the pub in 2 hours' time and sat over a beer. "G'day, mate, how you doing? Why you been here? Where you come from?" Changed role completely. All the world's a stage. We are merely players. And this is what Shakespeare explored in all his plays. And in As You Like It, the character Jacques sort of speaks on behalf of Shakespeare. Now, as I said, we get free tickets. So please put it in your diary, because my university students are coming to it, but they all have to pay $35 a head, because they are not Clemente students. And the teachers who are coming have to pay $65 to $75 a head, because they're not students. So you're really lucky there. We'll be going on the 24th of March, Tuesday evening, 6:30 performance. Yep.
Well,
we can talk about that closer to the date. Okay. We might get there individually. I think that's probably the easiest way. Most of you live close to the city, perhaps. If you live here, it's 20-minute walk, 25-minute walk, straight down.
Really fast.
Get a bus. Yeah. So, drama on the page looks like this. That's what drama looks like. Drama looks like that on the page. It's people talking, and then that drama has to be translated into living performance on the stage. And of course, drama on the stage is not only people talking, but it's stage lighting, it's costumes, it's scenery, it's an event. So when you're talking about the genre of drama, the language of drama is much more than just words. It's a whole physical, all the things that make drama work on the stage. So that's what genre is: poetry, prose, and drama. And this course, Introduction to Literature, is going to spend a few weeks on poetry. We're going to start off with poetry. Then we're going to spend a few weeks on fiction, on prose. Particularly, we're going to look at short stories. And then we're going to look at drama. And guess what drama we're going to look at? As You Like It. And guess what? You guys, some of you in drag, unless we get some women into the room, some of you in drag, all of us are going to be performing As You Like It, part of it, out there to a public audience in week 12. Out there in that main arena, that theater out there, that theater space. All the chairs will be moved. That's it. So that's what's going to happen. And you're going to be graded on that. How good am I on stage? How good am I? How good can I be? Last year we had some wonderful, wonderful students doing some fantastic acting there. So I think it's a beautiful way to finish a course that's an introduction to literature, because it makes you walk and talk your literature. Now, with Shakespeare, one of the extra benefits we get with Shakespeare is that not only is Shakespeare drama, but Shakespeare is also poetry and prose. And Stephen knows exactly what I'm talking about. Would you like to tell the class a little bit how you knew that so quickly?
Well, one is that I've got experience with Shakespeare early in my life.
Yep.
Along with having to be very enjoyable, read through Shakespeare at an early age.
Fantastic.
Go to lots of plays in Detroit.
Wow,
and,
lucky man.
And then also, as well, I've got experience in entertainment, background production.
Brilliant.
Also doing extra and acting and some other stuff.
You are a perfect candidate for us to help us all lift our game, including me. Yes, Nicholas?
I was just saying Alison's Grace, that you can be like right-hand man on theater.
Absolutely.
But I love it. It's
yeah.
Beautiful.
It is.
Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, the original.
Yeah.
Did Prince of Cats or something say to one of the Capulets, and he said, "Do you bite your thumb at me?" Did they say that, or is that the original?
I can't say for sure. I'd have to relook at the text again, but it sounds right.
Yeah.
Something like that was definitely there. You know that play well, do you, Nick?
Yeah,
okay. Good. Cerides, Shakespeare and the language of drama, which is also prose and poetry. And there's John Bell in this recent advertisement for As You Like It. He was interviewed on radio the other day, and he was saying, you know, how sad he is in a way to be stepping out of the theatre, but he thinks at 75 he's got to move out and do something else. Actually, guess what he is doing? He's moving into directing opera. So that's his next step. But we'll be coming to Shakespeare and coming to the language of drama about two-thirds of the way through the unit. Okay, now the first poem we're going to look at is this poem, Mangoes. Now, I'm just going to read it to you, and then we're going to leave poetry for a while. I'm going to go over to some of the technical stuff with you. But just to... let's have this poem echoing in our mind to make us realize that the course is not all about technical stuff, but it's about feeling reality. Now this poem, Mangoes, is on page
8.
Lovely, thank you. So the way we're going to read this poem is that, starting with Thomas on my right, this Thomas over here, on page 8, each person is going to belt out a line. And when I say belt out a line, I don't mean mangoes are not filter-tip. I mean mangoes are idiosyncratic seasonal seducers. Very boisterous. That's your job. You have to belt it out. Mangoes. Go for it, please. Thomas.
Mangoes are not cigarettes.
That's it. Just one line. That's all you've got.
Mangoes are fleshy, skinful, passionate fruit.
Mangoes are hungry to be sucked.
Mangoes are glad to be stuck in your teeth.
Mangoes like slush and kissing.
Mangoes are not filter tipped.
Mangoes are idiosyncratic seasonal seducers.
Mangoes are worse than Adam's apple.
Mangoes are what parents and parliaments warn against.
Mangoes like making rude noises.
Mangoes are not extra mild. Go, Thomas.
That's it.
Tibby, sorry. That's why I got you wrong in the first time.
Mangoes are not extra mild.
Mangoes are greeting, delicious, tongue-teasing.
Mangoes are violent with salt.
Mangoes are fibrous intestinal rock bodies.
Mangoes like beginning, once again.
Mangoes are not cigarettes.
Mangoes are tangible, sensual intelligence.
Mangoes are debauched anti-socialites. Mangoes are a positive good in the world.
Mangoes like poetry.
Very good. Lovely. Well put. Mangoes like poetry. And you see what we've done there? We've actually turned poetry into drama. Have we not? We've turned poetry into drama. We've made it into an event that's included us all. And we're going to come back to that poem. We'll come back to this image as well. But we're going to turn our attention now briefly to the Australian Catholic University website, where you will be able to go after this class, log on with your student number, your student ID, and have a little bit of a look around. And I'm just going to show you now what's there. I'm going to go through this, and then I'm also going to go briefly through the unit outline, because there are some things in there you might have questions about. And please, if you have questions, you can ask me either by email or through Leo, as I'll show you in a moment what Leo is, Leo the Lion. And there's lots of ways of talking to me during the week. So I'm here for 2 hours on a Wednesday afternoon, and I usually hang around for an hour or so after that to help you with your computers. But I'm on tap during the week, so if there's anything you need, any questions you've got, you can use the tool I'm about to show you to contact me and to ask any questions you want. So let's do it. So first thing I have to do when I get onto the computer is go into a browser. It doesn't matter what browser I go into. And I put ACU in there. ACU is Australian Catholic University. You might want to make a couple of notes about this as we go, but you will learn about it by doing it, so don't get too worried if you don't remember the steps. We will be there helping you with this when you're doing it. So ACU. So ACU, I click on ACU, and that page comes up there. And anybody can get into this page. And then I go into students, current students. You are a current university student of ACU. And it asks you to log in to ACU. Now when you log in there, it will take you to, let me see if it allows me to log in as a staff on this page. I might have to go to my staff login. Let's just see. You do. You have a student ID number.
You'll get your cards when you go to the university
for
new students. You'll
get
your ID and your university card.
Okay. At the top of the page, you'll see these links here. Home, ACU, Leo, and Library. What we want is Leo. Leo the Lion. You won't forget that. But Leo doesn't mean lion in this context. What it means learning environment online. Yes, Bob, you okay? Learning environment online. And the whole university has this, it's called all universities have it, it's their learning management system. And universities are getting more and more underpinned by this. And when you get to university, and I hope some of you do, you're actually doing a university course now, but I've got people at my university now doing courses with me who were sitting in here with you last year. So that's the path you're on, and I hope you all make it, because it's a great path and there's lots to learn along the way, and it will enrich your life very much. And I've got people there, believe it or not, who are in their 70s. So, you know, it's not for young people only. So Leo, if we click on Leo.
What was it, home, Leo, and what else?
And then you have to put in your, you log in. And you log in, and I'm logged in now. And this is what you get in front of you. You get a page like this, which has got all sorts of links. You can click on the library, you can click on references, you can click on technical help, you can click on academic skills. And on the left-hand side, you'll have my units. And I've got a lot of units because I'm teaching a lot of units. But this is the unit that will come up for you. ENGL 104, Introduction to Literature. ENGL 104, Introduction to Literature. And this is what it looks like. And you can see this picture I've put here is a sort of a picture that is designed not to scare you off, but it's designed to show you that we are studying literature in the modern age. So you've got people up here reading Jane Austen in leather-bound books, but you've got people here reading on the computer, and you've got people using their mobile phones, and etc., etc. So literature these days works on many more platforms just than the leather-bound or the paper-bound volume. And when you go to this page here, on the right-hand side, there are links to things that have happened recently. I don't worry too much about looking what's on the right-hand side, but I do look down here. I look at the announcements, for instance. And in the announcements, there's only one announcement there at the moment. What does it say? It says, I'm looking forward very much to working with you all in class with this week. I see that nearly all of you now have access to Leo. This is excellent. Last year, they're really lifting their game. It was last year, it took about 3 weeks before anybody could get onto Leo. So that was a bit difficult for everybody. You can now access useful resources for your learning and further details about all the authors that we'll be studying this week. So when you go back to the previous page, you can do one of two things. You can either just go to the back button, up here, go to the back button, or along the top here, these things are called the breadcrumbs. So if you go back to this here, it takes you back to the front page of ENGL 104, but clicking back one button will also take you back, two buttons to take you back to there. Now, if you've got any questions, you can post your questions into my office, ask me a question. But you can also, if you want to, if you think it's private, you don't want anybody to see it straight away, my email address is on the front of the unit outline, michaelgriffith.acu@acu.edu.au. Email me. I usually respond to you pretty quickly, because all my emails come onto my mobile phone, and I'll answer you. And if you've asked a question that's, I think, relevant to everybody, I'll probably post it into this forum anyway. But you're welcome to ask questions in that forum. They come into my email box as well. So I want to go back from here this time, and I'm going to click on the front page of ENGL 104. Click there. That takes me back to the front page. Okay. There's the unit outline. That's what you've got here. You've got it in your booklet, but if you lose it, or if you want to look at it online, you can click on there and it is a Word document. You can either print it out again or you can view it online. And there are a few web links in there that you might want to click on. So that's the unit outline. This next thing, my WordPress site, I'll come back to that a bit later. Unit Reader, you've also got a hard copy of that. That's what we've just read from. This is the Unit Reader. But if you lose it, or if you want to read it on your mobile, or you want to read it on your laptop, it's there also. Now, practice blog space for introduction to literature students. Well, I may as well tell you about this while we're on this. One of the things that is part of your learning in this unit is writing a weekly short blog on a topic that I give you or on something that's related to the subject but that you'd like to share. So what is a blog? I'm sure you all know what a blog is. You see blogs in Google and people blog about all sorts of things, but we're blogging about literature and we're blogging about our own experience of literature and maybe our own experience of life.
Writing newspapers.
Sorry?
Writing newspaper articles.
Yeah. So just for instance, I've put a blog up here. See that Leo has within it, within this shell, there is a space for doing blogs. And these blogs are private to everybody in this room and myself and to Rosanna. So click on there. And what do I say? I say, this is where you will begin your blogging experience, writing a little each week in answer to questions, which I'll be posting onto my blog. I'll show you that in a minute. I'll also be posting the questions into the modules for each week until you get used to finding my blog. Once you are comfortable with blogging in this private space within Leo, you can elect to go public by creating a WordPress.com blog. All my on-campus students at ACU are using this public blog. You will be able to interact with them once you get onto the WordPress.com. I will give you more details about all this at the start of our first lecture, which is what I'm doing now. If you don't want to go onto the public blog, that's fine by me also. You can stay within the private world of Leo, and that's fine. Some people like to get more comments from other people. They like their friends to see what they're doing. Some of them like to have interaction with other students at ACU on campus. That's your choice. We all know about the potential threats of putting your life out there in the public domain. Some people get harassed by other people. If you're afraid of that sort of thing, then maybe stay within Leo. Yes, Nicholas?
Yes, sorry, I was just completely off topic.
Yep.
Eavesdropping, I guess you could say.
Eavesdropping.
I was living out at South Windsor. I was going to move out there with my ex-girlfriend.
Yep.
Are you from out that way?
No. I'm not. I'm a bit further north, but still near the Hawkesbury River.
Yep.
Now, here is a sample blog topic, which I just posted for fun.
We can add images.
You can add images, you can add videos, you can add everything. You can add the works. And you can do that in WordPress.com and you can do it here. So, here is a sample blog. Let me make this a little bit bigger. Okay, where I live now. So that might be a blog topic that I give you in your first week. I'm not asking you to do this week, but next week you begin. I might ask you to write a short prose piece, or I might ask you to write a short poem about where I live now. I live at the top end of Sydney near the Hawkesbury River. The next suburb north is Barara, then Cowan. You could say I almost live out in the sticks. But I love it because I can walk into the bush and watch the changing seasons, spot wallabies and a variety of bush birds. I've been living here for almost 40 years and I think this place will probably see me out. Yes, travelling to work is a bit of a problem, but I've got used to it and the benefits outweigh the costs for me. Here are a few of the pictures of the bush around my place. Enjoy. A recent bush walk to Collingridge Point is a 10-kilometre walk from Goulston out to the Hawkesbury. With this place as the destination, every kilometre was worth it. Below the spot where I'm sitting, there was an amazing Sydney red gum, technically called an angophora, They have twisty arms that look like a preacher on a hillside. Here is my favourite one on this wall. Actually, I'm stealing a line there from an Australian poet, James Macaulay, who talked about the Angophora like Moses preaching on the hillside. And there it is. I mean, they are amazing, those Angophoras. They're just incredible.
Moses preaching, or would he have Aaron doing
singing? That's right. And just behind me, there were some of the first Sydney wax flowers of the season, just showing their buds. What a fabulous walk this was. So that's my blog. Yes, please, Joey.
Did you move out there around the same time you started teaching at ACU?
Yeah, it did. I did, actually, to be honest. Exactly, you picked it up well. I actually met my girlfriend the year before I went to ACU, and I was living in Diggs, and I just saw an old timber house for sale up at Mount Coringa, really, really cheap. I had no money, but I went and borrowed all the money from David Jones, and I'm still paying it off. And my and my then girlfriend moved out there, and I then got the job at ACU, and being a good Catholic, I then got married as well.
Yeah.
I couldn't have lived in sin from that point on. So, yeah, I've been there for 40 years, I'm still married, 3 kids, 3 grandkids. So, that's it. So that's the blog, and again, I'm going to go back to the home page. That would have been about 200 words. Yeah. And in the unit outline, it gives a kind of a rough guide, something
so
like that.
They can see what it's like on the page.
Yeah. So, while I'm just nearly at afternoon tea, so while we're just talking about blogs, what I've just shown you is all within the container of Leo the Lion within ACU. And so that's easy to do. Once you get a bit more familiar with Leo, yes, Nick?
Can I just ask what, I'm sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
What does Leo, what's the acronym stand for? It?
Learning Environment Online.
Thank you.
Okay. Once you get a bit more familiar with it and you get a bit more excited by blogging and you want more of an audience, I'll be happy to show you how to get onto WordPress. Actually, dead easy. But the thing about WordPress is that, well, it's a public environment. Not that you have to be public. You can still do WordPress privately. And you can just allow certain friends to come in. You can do all that. But it's just an added complexity for you now. I didn't want to give that problem to you now. Yeah.
Basically, wouldn't it be easier to just state that WordPress is kind of like Facebook without all the crap?
Well, that's good, Stephen. It's a good way of putting it. WordPress is like Facebook without all the crap. It's true. And many businesses, theatres, many companies use WordPress as a kind of public place. I've used WordPress for a long time with all my students, for maybe about 5 years. Before that, I was using LiveJournal. But this is my AC, this is my WordPress blog. So if you go on this WordPress blog, and the link for this is in Leo, because I just clicked on that, it takes you to, well, down the left-hand side, there are links here back to the ACU website, to Leo, to the ACU library, a guide to grammar, how to write effective blogs, etc. And this is called michaelgriffith1.com. But you can get there by clicking on the link in Leo. That's with my website. So there's a link here for literature and introduction, which is you. And I don't think there's anything yet. Oh, yes, there is. There's something there. Hi, all. I'm looking forward very much to working with you in all of the following units. And there you are, included literature, Clemente Mission Australia. And there's some pickies and some things to look at there in the introduction. But you're welcome to go and look at all these other places. For instance, I'm doing 19th century literature at the moment on the uni, and at the moment we're studying the Romantics.
including Edgar Allan Poe as part of the romantics?
No, because it's English romanticism I'm doing, not American. That's the problem.
But the French will do that.
Yes.
And best of all English. The French.
Yeah, they're the French.
So, that is the blog that you got to by clicking there, and I will gradually induct you more into WordPress, show you how it works, but you can always go onto it here and you will find links to some of my other students on there as well. Nick, yeah?
It was MichaelGriffith1.com?
Yeah, MichaelGriffith1, just the number one. And I can see the clock is now telling me it's coffee and biscuit time. How about that?
Are you coming out with us and teach us while we're having cigarettes?
Of course, yeah. I don't know about cigarettes. I don't have a cigarette, but I have a coffee and a biscuit. Now, you're not allowed to use that door now, apparently. Is that right, Rosanna? You must come out this way.
I do have a question with
please.
The ICU website.
Yes, Thomas.
What's your name?
You said that...
Chris?
Stephen. You said that we had the logo using the number in that.
Yeah.
How are we going to get all of this if we don't go until the 20th?
Well, you've already got the number, I think.
You just haven't got the card. So you'll get your ID card when we go to the
US. Well, I haven't received
but
any...
But do they have their login number yet?
Any login number.
They don't. I was told they did.
Well, we'll check with Francis. Okay.
They've got to get it before March the 20th.
Oh, yeah, they've got
it. That's
all the log numbers
by.
Have been submitted.
That's all I was meaning by is that
you know,
I haven't received anything.
Okay, well, Francis must have the details.
Well, there she is.
And speaking of the devil, were your ears burning?
Francis.
Yes.
All the students have logged into, they've all registered for Leo, they're all there.
Except for the people that haven't enrolled, yep.
So the question is, I did ask Leo this yesterday, how do they log in? They said, oh, with their student number and their ID. Do they have that?
Mm-mm.
They don't have it.
No.
May we please get it?
It's for their university.
Okay, I'll have to ring them now because they told me yesterday they all had them out here.
They might have it at Catherine. Catherine might have it, but I don't have them.
Okay. All right, well, you're going to have your afternoon tea. I'll sort out the login details.
Yeah, and
so anyone who hasn't enrolled and wants to come and see me, and the ones that have come in late, please sign your name in the attendance sheet.
Which is
a green folder.
Yeah. Sounds interesting.
Different.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got better at just
using it.
Yeah, and a good question, really important.
I tried to ask earlier, and everyone just cut me off. It's just like,
good.